We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
I'm a big old giver. Is that what you call it? Yeah, it's
a giver. Mm-hmm. Or are you a receiver?
No,
Are you going to receive or take?
I'll receive a deep fake of... but I'll take... I won't... Oops. I won't take... Don't. If anyone was watching that one, don't. I'll blur what I just did by accident.
Hey, you blondies, it's your blondies!
Oh, it's Hayden, and that right there is...
Daxton!
That's right, Dax, I love the energy, because it is your blondies. We are two best mates, we are babbling about life. We met on a reality show, and now we're producing a great podcast and a live event, so stay tuned. We are awesome because we have great games, we have crazy guests, and absolutely no politics because...
we're allergic. But what do you mean, stay tuned? Stay tuned to what?
Stay tuned for this episode, or...
oh, more, got it.
Or more knowledge dropping on the Blondies battles coming up. So if you've watched the Blondies the last few weeks...
this might be the gayest episode Hayden has ever recorded.
Thank you. We talk Gen Z and kids with iPads. Yay or nay? Hayden's... also finishing off with a great game. A pearler of a game.
Which brings Hayden to making weird sounds that sound exactly like you would imagine happened in his girlfriend's bathroom. So stay tuned.
Let's get into it then, shall we?
Let's go.
Oh, yes, Blondies. That's right. There's a lot on the ticket today. And you have... stamp it, punch that ticket, clock in, because it is time to start work with an E. Work. You know?
Work it. Work it, girl.
Anyway, hey, Dax.
you have so much energy today.
That's crazy
that about?
Because I don't know. I haven't even finished my coffee yet. I think I'm overtired. That's what's happened.
Overtired?
Yeah, is that a thing? Can you be overtired?
I don't know.
Wait, you know how, like, if babies have too much sleep, they're like, oh, they slept too much and now they're crazy. Is that what that is?
I don't think it's they're crazy. It's just they're not regimented on their sleep schedule. I think you have to keep a baby on your sleep schedule.
This
baby hasn't been on it. Have you been going to bed at weird times and waking up at weird times?
Yeah, and I know I've read the freaking book. I've read the Why We Sleep book, that is the Bible for sleep hygiene. And one of the best things you can do is wake up at the same time, go to bed at the same time. That is one of the best things you can do.
I have my Whoop. We're not sponsored by him, but maybe we should be.
We should ask.
I have my Whoop, and the one way I lose more points, the two ways I lose more points in my sleep score... not being consistent, so not waking up and going to bed at the same time within the same time frame. And if you eat or drink anything like 2 hours before bed, it'll show up on your score.
That's
alcohol will just diminish your score. So if you're drinking alcohol before you fall asleep, you're not
good luck.
It takes you out of your deep, and it tells me when I'm in my deep sleep, my REM sleep, and my light sleeps. So
that is really impressive. I actually used to track as well, but I did read. I'm going to show you this book that I read.
Oh, God, another book. Did you actually read it or you just look at it?
No, I read this one, God damn you. And okay. I know you hate all the books I read. You're like, it's so funny.
I'm reading a book. I'm like, did you actually read it or you just have it?
I swear every book I show you, you're like, that's the most boring book I could have
book
ever
in the world. No wonder you're I'm surprised it's not putting you to sleep and helping with your so stupid.
This one, it's called Why We Sleep. And it's by Matthew
this
Walker.
Here's my thing on it. Why do we need a book about why we sleep? We know it's good for us.
Because believe it or not, Some people don't know how good sleep is. People are like, I can survive off 5 hours. And then you read the stats and you're like, no, maybe you can survive, but there's no way you can thrive. So get your damn sleep, blondies.
Some people do.
Get your damn sleep.
Some people can go under. There's like a genetic, like very few people.
Do you know how many? It's like point. It's 0.6 of the population that have this gene mutation that can see no difference in life.
Yeah.
If they have 5 hours or less of sleep.
Well, and but I will tell you something. It is not me. My Whoop, if I don't even get 7.5, Whoop is like, you're going to have the shittiest day ever.
Yeah, yeah, and you deserved it, and you know.
I've got
bones to pick about this whole system. Go on. I've got some
about
bones
about what system? The Whoop system or the sleep system?
Okay, tracking your sleep. I read this book, and then I tracked my sleep for like 2 years after that. But I would get kind of sleep anxiety, and then you start thinking chicken or the egg. Did I have a bad day because I didn't get more sleep? Or did I know that I got bad sleep? So by proxy, I'm going to have a bad day.
I don't disagree with you. I think I'm going to have to get rid of Whoop because I think I'm getting obsessed.
It is a real thing.
It's the first thing I look at.
Yeah.
It's the first thing I look at. And if it if I'm in my yellow, then I automatically assume I'm going to have a worse day.
Yes.
That's all my brain. So
it's a little bit biology and a lot brain. Like, you're exactly right. I don't know the study, even though I am a professional scientist and a physician in all things. So listen to me. I can't quote the exact study, but I did see a TikTok that quoted a study. That said, people who were told they got really good sleep the night before
had better days.
A great day. People who were told they had bad sleep had a worse day. Isn't that crazy?
I don't disagree with that. I do like it for my heart rate. It tells me what my heart rate was. I like seeing how many breaths I was breathing at night. Mm-hmm. But really, at the end of the day, I think I stress out about it too much.
Dude, you know what used to stress me out? So my Apple Watch, like, I used to track my sleep and it used to track my heart rate and breathing, like you said, all the good stuff.
Yeah.
The stuff you want to know. It sometimes would wake me up because my heart rate would drop below 40 beats per minute. So it would go, like, my heart rate would get
low. Because it thought you were dying.
Thought I was dying. I got down to like 38, 37 beats per minute in my sleep some nights and it would vibrate me awake. And I was like, oh God.
So that's crazy.
Sketchy.
That's a deep sleep. Speaking of sleep, I was thinking about you last night in my sleep. No.
Hot.
Because we talked about doing doom this? Scrolling and oh. No.
That, sorry.
that would be a nightmare, not a dream. I didn't even dream about you. But I was like, we doom scroll, people are like doom scrolling and they tell you, "Oh, you'll have a bad sleep if you doom scroll." But I'm like, God forbid, give us something. Let us do something in bed.
Bed is only for three things, the three S's.
It's
sickness,
like,
sleep, and more sleep, correct.
Studying.
Can we just not have doom scrolling under the warm blankets with a beautiful soft down pillow? Come on.
Well, I just read this article literally today that, like, Gen Z doom scroll the most, and they're like trying to take it back. They're trying to like get rid of like a lot. That's why like a lot of Gen Zers don't want to be on their phone or don't want Instagram or any of that. Like, they're honestly reversing it. Cause you know how recently I've been talking about, at some point it's going to turn, like, social media is going to be so involved in us that we're all going to be so overwhelmed that we don't want it. And so all these big tech companies are going to be like, how do we suck them in? How do we suck them in more? And of course, there's going to be millions of people that still get sucked in. Sure. But there's happening. And it's starting with my favorite generation, Gen Z.
Gen Z. Look, Gen Z are clearly the pioneers of, the new modern world. Let's go,
well,
Gen
they have
Z.
To. Hell, well, they yeah. have to, because they grew up on it, and now they're just like, oh my god, they're overwhelmed. And apparently their attention spans aren't, you know, scientist number two here, their attention spans are worse than everybody else above their generations. Like,
I mean, like, they were handicapped from the beginning. Like if they were iPad kids, yeah. like it's just not, it was just not fair. Like I didn't have a freaking smartphone till I was, I think, 19 years old. Like, I didn't have social media till I was probably 20. Like,
well, here's a hot take, because neither of us have kids, so I don't really believe we can have this argument with ourselves, but why not?
We can.
Why not piss somebody off? Why not piss somebody off today?
Let's send it.
Do you think then kids should... You know what? We'll do it after the break. I'll piss somebody off after the break. There we go.
So ready for...
There's never been a better time to get outside and experience the benefits of nature. Discover nearby trails and explore the outdoors with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your outside.
This, oh!
not on my topic, not on my brain topic today, not on the list I had today, but like, should we be giving these 1, 2, 3, 4-year-olds cell phones at the dinner table? On the subway, wherever you're at in public, should we be giving children iPads?
As a non-parent, I think absolutely not. How dare you try and distract your child from the real world?
As a non-parent, I think it's fantastic. Give your kid an iPad and keep it chill.
I don't have to put in noise blocking headphones.
Because I want to be a parent, I think you're doing your kid a disservice by giving them their phones, giving them a phone to distract them in just regular everyday things. I think.
Can I tell you? Dude, I need to tell you the craziest shit I saw on where was I? I was on a bus or something, or on a plane. There was a small child. She might have been 3. She was with her family. She was very quiet, very chill. You know why? Because she had dad's phone, and she was scrolling. She was doom scrolling. And I was looking. I could kind of see the phone from where I was sitting. Every single video, every single clip was AI generated. And some really wacky stuff, but also some subtle things that I knew from world experience that a giraffe can't do that. Like, I know a giraffe yeah. can't physically do that, so I know this is AI. But this 3-year-old, her brain was just drinking in all these made-up, wacky, weird videos. And I'm like, she can't tell the difference between what's real and what's not.
And that's good. That's a whole nother world for... We haven't talked
enough about AI though, so.
I know, and I have it on my list today, which we'll go right into it. But I will say though, I do have one place where I think, there's a few places where I think you should give your toddler something to watch. On an airplane. Yeah, get it. On board too. I get it.
And
give
guess
it to
what?
Him on an airplane.
You are helping all the people around you. You are creating probably a nicer experience for yourself and the child. And guess what? If they associate planes with, ooh, the time I get to watch whatever I want.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
They won't worry about the turbulence.
Yes. No, they won't. And the being in a tin can 40,000 feet in the air, flying science.
Well, that goes to say, how do you feel about a first grader.
I don't know what age that is.
I know.
As a non-parent, first grade is.
Like a 3 to 6-year-old getting first class. I don't think they deserve it. I'm going to put my little 6, 7-year-old back in economy with David.
Hot take.
They can learn economy.
Hot take, if they're a Nepo baby, if I was a Nepo 5-year-old kid, and I'm not sitting in first class, I'm throwing a tantrum the entire time.
Well, I think Will, it may not have been Will Ferrell, somebody put makes their kids fly economy and say they have to earn it.
It sounds like a Shaq thing to do. He's very...
I bet you Shaq
would
do it too.
Giving his kids
As they should. Good for them. So anyway, before we lost all of our parents, hey, we don't have kids.
If you're a parent and you try and stop the impulse to give your child something to watch every day, please comment and support us below. If you're the other side of the argument,
fight us.
Bye.
Fight us. Comment. Go for it.
We are ready. Our bodies are ready.
Comment. Speaking of AI, though, speaking of like going backtracking, you know, swiping through AI, did you know like there's Instagram AIs that have like 50, 60, 70,000 followers of like, they're like, and one went to the Devil Wears Prada red carpet.
How? Wait, what?
I don't know how, but they went and then it was this huge backlash. But I think they just AI'd themselves going to, I don't freaking know how it is, but there's so many, there are more AI accounts out there that like are just like, if you're just swiping through, they're starting to feel real. So like,
oh my God.
Hey, here's your warning, everyone. Here's your warning. AI is getting real good and it is getting really hard to tell what's real and what's not.
We knew this was
on
coming,
our little swiping.
But it's actually terrifying. Do you know the bloke Aaron Parnas on TikTok?
Nope. Sure don't.
He's a individual reporter. He reports on all things politics. So because we are allergic, we cannot talk about it. But go over to Aaron Parnas. He's a great bloke. He just became a dad. He's fairly young. And he has short little snippets on TikTok that give you a brief overview of something that happened. It's less than a minute. He's the man. People have started to find deep fakes of him created by AI that are spouting some terrible fake news and kind of like trying to ruin his reputation. So
I'm terrified for our like politics and all of that coming up in the next couple, like in the next 10 years, because deep fakes are going to be even harder to freaking tell. The only way you're going to know is if you go to something in real life or see it written on paper, because like even that can be like, you can't believe. I don't know.
And you know what? We are mere months away of people deep faking the Blondies. So the only way to know... Mere months.
If it's us, you'll never know if it's us.
This is why I love you, Dax. We are in the same wavelength. We have live events coming up. Dax, what can we tell people at the moment? What's the little update?
Nothing. We can tell them absolutely nothing. The live event is not the podcast. So we're not podcasting. Mm-hmm. It's an actual
the live
show.
Event
it's
is,
an actual
is a f-
it's show. It's lightly
audience
scripted,
participation,
audience
games,
participation,
joy, Blondie bosses, prizes. We even now have, I believe we can say not the name, but we have a sponsor for the after party and for our VIP guests sponsoring some of our
stuff. We're gonna have a VIP section with a sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh,
and
so
believe
it's
or not,
getting,
we did
it's
it on our
real.
Own. We did it without deepfakes.
We did it without deepfakes, but honestly, if a deepfake could have helped, I would have taken it.
Yeah. Hot take. We'll take it. Dax.
That, you can clip that. I hope. Clip that. Hot take. We'll take it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll just see what people have to say about that.
And that's said by the straight guy in this allyship-based podcast.
Lord have mercy.
I will take it.
Just keep saying it. Keep saying, I'll take it. Just do it. This was great for our clips. This works
giver.
Great for our clips.
I'm a big old giver. Is that what you call it? Yeah, it's a
you're
giver.
A giver? Mm-hmm. Or are you a receiver?
No, I'm...
Are you going to receive or take?
I'll receive a deep fake of... But I'll take... I won't... Oops. I won't take... Don't... If anyone was watching that one, don't... I'll blur what I just did by accident.
I'm editing this one too.
No.
I'm editing this one.
Dear God.
I can't wait.
Okay, it's time for a break. Dax, coming up, we've just had a bit of a discussion about, like, before we got on the podcast about how we're getting older and alcohol is hurting. But I want to go back to our childhoods, our teenage years, and I want to tell you some of the drinks we had in Australia that we would drink. Specifically one and games we played.
Alcohol?
I want to hear... Yeah, alcohol. Because nothing's
fun. You had
drink
alcohol in as a child, did you drink alcohol?
I had my first drink at 16 or 17. Is that okay?
I guess that's... we'll talk about it after.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
The break.
Love it. See you after this.
You really are drinking a beer on this podcast?
I told you I was going to go get a beer on the break because we're talking about alcohol.
Show me.
Don't worry about it, Zaxton. We'll talk about it when we do the podcast. We're recording. Oh, my God. Cheers.
Oh, it's a Celsius.
Shut up.
Stupid. I was like... Ew.
All right.
That sounds so gross.
It's the morning equivalent of a beer.
The morning beer.
Yeah.
How much caffeine do you think you drink a day?
Right now, probably 300 milligrams is what I'm going to say.
That's a lot.
That's a coffee and a Celsius. Yeah.
Yeah. I drink too much. I drink too much caffeine in a day as well. I drink probably 300 to 400.
It's a lot, but hear me out. Have you, like, practiced cycling off and cycling on caffeine?
No.
Or do you just have caffeine all the time? Okay. Well, I'll try this. Try going 7 days without caffeine reset your system. That's okay. They kind of suck the first few days, but then your body gets used to it. And then you have one coffee that day back and for, like, the next couple of weeks, and you build up. Like, you have 50 milligrams of caffeine after that 7-day break, and you're like, I'm buzzing. And then you slowly get used to it. And over like the course of a couple of months, I build up to 300, 400, 500 milligrams or whatever. And then I take 7 days off and I build it up again. So there you go. I'm almost at 7-day break.
I don't have a comeback for that. Cause my goal is to stop drinking it by 4. So it's out of, I know they tell you it's in your system all day. So again, because I'm addicted to my sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Your sleep is going to be affected. Caffeine has a quarter life of about 12 hours. So 12 hours after you drink your 200 milligrams, there's probably about 50 milligrams still floating around in your system, which fucks your sleep, dog. So
yeah,
be careful. Be very afraid.
You are Mr. Scientist today. Mr. Australian the Scientist.
Might be allergic to politics, but not allergic to knowledge.
To science. Bitch. Not allergic to science.
Blonde in color. Blonde in nature.
But our current administration just fired the entire science department. I don't know if you saw that.
This is not politics. This is purely science. Why we fire all the scientists? Why are all the scientists getting... are they dying
fired.
Mysteriously?
What is going on? What is going on? Why are you firing them?
You know what? Something is
firing
afoot.
I just don't know. Quietly, too. I'm like... ugh.
Dude, if we aren't being distracted left and right about things that are happening under the table all the time, I'm just, like, perplexed at how this is happening.
This isn't political. Just... watch out for distractions, everyone. I don't care what side of the world you vote on. I mean, I care, but you do what you got to do. Okay.
Look,
but
you might not be as blonde as us. I'm blonde. I'm used to being played, and then I find out I've been played, and I'm like, huh?
Yeah,
that tracks for me. Just don't be a blondie.
Do your research. Research. That's all I'm gonna say. Do your research. Is this
and
crazy?
Then,
okay.
And then comment below.
Cheers. Move on. Go on to your little. What is it? Drinks? So, what did you have?
We're getting old, but we used to drink some crazy stuff. in Australia, and we used to play a few little crazy games. And I wanted to tell you about Goon. Do you know about Goon, Daxton? Do you know what Goon is? This is going to tickle a lot of Aussies out there.
What is it going to tickle? What is it going to tickle?
Tickle your little pickle. There's no pickle in the drink, however.
However, you're still going to tickle a pickle.
Still going to tickle, yeah.
This is the gayest podcast you've ever spoke on today.
Bruh. Did that make me look straighter when I went bruh?
No, let me say, this is the gayest you've ever been on this podcast. That's what I wanted to say.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, we're just repping it today, you know? We're the allyship-based podcast.
You're repping the allyship button today.
You can be the straight one on the podcast today. I'll be the gay one.
I don't want to. Being straight sounds so boring. Like, truly, truly, I walked down the street in New York the other day, and I was like, it's so boring.
Well, you know, you should just try it sometime. Just try it.
I did.
And let me know.
I tried for like 20 years, 21 years. Not fun.
Just still boring.
Not fun.
Still boring. You know what?
The
gays
boring,
definitely have a good time.
Pushing it down. Not fun. Not fun.
Not going to lie. The gays do know how to have a good time. So, look.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying being a little bit extra gay today. That's fun for me.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Good for you.
Now, let me tell you about Goon.
Goon, yeah.
Do you have boxed wine here in America?
We do have boxed wine, yes.
Okay, so you get like an $8 bag of boxed wine. You pull it out of the bag. And we call that Goon, right? Because it cost probably $8 back in the day. And it was like a bag of like 40 drinks of this. And we would drink it straight out of the bag. You know, you'd pour it in everyone's mouths. It was disgusting. It was some really sweet white wine, but it was cheap, right? And there was a couple of things we did with a bag of Goon, and one of them was we made Goonerade. Goonerade is a mixture of Goon, already extremely sweet and gross, and Gatorade, extremely sweet and gross. So people would mix Goon and Gatorade together, and the theory was the hydration of the Gatorade would offset the dehydration from the alcohol, so you'd be sweet, right? One day, one of my mates drank so much Goonerade that his stomach bulged out like he was pregnant almost. But it wasn't just his whole belly. It was literally his stomach. So he was like flat, flat, flat. His stomach bulged. And then where his belly button is, it curved back down. He had just this like bulging out in his stomach. So most of us stopped drinking Goonerade after that day. But we also had a game called Goon of Fortune. Do you know what Goon of Fortune is?
I'm going to guess it's like Wheel of Fortune, but with drinking Goon.
Bing, 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 bing. Correct. So we have this thing called a Hill's Hoist in Australia, which is a washing line that looks like a big umbrella. It has a stalk in the middle and it spins in the wind. So it spins around and dries your clothes in the wind, right? And it's, it's a clothesline. And what we would do is we'd get a couple of pegs and we'd pin up the bag of Goon and we'd all stand around the Hill's Hoist washing line and spin it like the Wheel of Fortune. And wherever the Goon landed, you had to scull the drink until the whole bag of Goon was gone. And that led to many, many vomits over the many pukes over the course of our years. So there's a little bit of history. Australian drinking culture for you, Dax.
My hangover is... My, just listening to that, I have a hangover.
Well, is there anything like that in America?
My sleep score went down just by listening to that story.
Thank you. Thank you. Well done. Congratulations.
I'm sure there's beer pong. That's really fun. Beer cup.
Boring.
A beer flip.
Come on.
Cup.
You can pick something.
I wouldn't.
Come on, the gays are supposed to
be
fun.
Really drink until, I didn't really drink until I was 21. And then we had Everclear. That was like a big college drink.
What's that?
It's like 99.9% proof, alcohol proof. So it gets, and you can't taste it. So you would put it in Kool-Aid and they'd just be like, it's called jungle juice.
Dude, that's like poison. I mean,
it's yeah, basically, poison. But that's basically like... called yeah. So Everclear would be in Jungle Juice, and it would be mixed with everything. So you Jungle Juice just gets the name.
Killed you.
Or whatever you wanted it. Try to. I'm sure there's people that have died on Jungle Juice.
Oh my God.
Gotten very sick. But Everclear will kick your ass.
Damn. How have I never had some?
I don't know. I don't know if I would even do it to this day. I've only, in my lifetime, I've had it like once or twice and was on the floor.
You know what I want from you, Daxton? This is what I want. When we do our live event, probably in LA or Kansas City or New York or whichever city we go to, I want you to take me through an American drinking experience.
Oh, because you're drinking now.
I'm having a few bevvies here and there.
We could probably have fun at one of the venues that we go to.
Okay.
I love a fun shot. Like, I love like a, not like a regular shot, but like a shot where you have to do things. That's my like a box car where you drop it in and, or like whatever. I freaking love an experience with the shot.
Yeah. Like a little ritual around the shot.
Yeah. Or like when you go skiing, they do like the shot boards where everybody, like there's like five people
on the ski board
and you drink it. That shit to me is fun. That will get me. I don't take shots very often. That'll get me to take a shot.
Let's freaking go. Sounds like we're doing a ski shot.
The ski shots are fun. Stuff like that. I love when you have to drop a drink into like a beer.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, even just doing tequila shot is a ritual. But
yeah, but not as fun as like, oh, you want to do a lunchbox? I'm like, yeah, let's do a lunchbox.
I've never heard of a lunchbox in my life.
You drop something into beer and you have to chug it all. It's so fun.
Like whiskey or something. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so fun.
Oh, I'm down.
Now you got me all. Now I'm awake.
Well, time to get yourself a beer, I reckon.
Or like a shotgun. Have you done a shotgun?
I don't think so. Oh, is that where you crack the beer and pierce the bottom of the beer?
Beer and you just go for it. See, it's like stuff like that. That's fun for me. Like, other than that.
Have you ever done... I got to get you to do a shooey. You know what a shooey is?
Not from the shoe.
Chewy from the shoe, baby. So
I do that, but it's a ritual, and I'll probably be into it.
That's it. So I pull off your shoe that you've been wearing all day, and it's obviously like a boot. It's like got to be a boot or something like that that can hold liquid. I pour a full beer into the boot, and you drink it from your shoe like this.
That's maybe a shoey. We do that. Maybe that's like a. We'll talk about it later. Do you have a game? Can we take a break and then play a game?
Okay. I do. This next game is going to really... We're going to dive into some of your talents, Daxton, in this next game. So stay tuned, everybody. Let's come back straight after this. Do I have a game for you? Now, I saw this on another podcast, and honestly, this is so...
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This is terrible form of me. I can't remember the podcast I saw it on, but I immediately wrote down the game. So shout out to whoever gave me this idea. Classic Blondie's move, not crediting where I got it from. Excellent. You just said
you didn't make it up, so that's fine.
Okay, yeah. But it's such a cool idea, and I honestly don't know my answer to this yet, so I'm hoping you can help me, and I'll help you. Here's the situation. You're in a room with 1,000 other people, all right? Locked room. The only way you can get out of this room is by being the best at one thing. The best out of 1,000 people. Like, if you were like, oh, speed is my thing, a 100-meter race, you have to beat 999 other people in this room. And this is a random collection of people from all over the world. But there's 999 of them. What would you do that you know you'd be the best at out of anyone in that room to get out.
Are you allowed to like look around the room and
oh yeah,
like,
you can see
size
everyone.
People up?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
But
there's big people, there's tall people, there's short people, there's fast people, there's smart people. You obviously don't know how smart these people are. It's
I would probably skill. Be my skill would and be it, hurdling, 100%.
Hurdling.
I would say Wait. I would be the best hurdler in the room of 1,000.
You went straight for something athletic. That's impressive.
100%. I would probably be, and I would, if it was right okay. now, I'd probably be a 400 hurdler. I'd probably be the best 400 hurdler in the room of 1,000.
That is really freaking cool. As someone who's never hurdled before, it looks pretty
would beat
hard.
You
have to jump pretty high.
You're not supposed to jump. You have to run them. See, there, I already know I could be out. You
I don't have
them.
The flexibility yeah. for that. If it were you and me in the room, you'd definitely get out.
I would get out of the room. I know I would get out of the room with, I think with a, but again, I would have to look inside, like look at people. Cause you know,
mm-hmm.
but I would assume probably, I would say the 100 hurdles because there's more
there's
technique to
some-
it. With the 400 hurdles, with the 400 hurdles, you could be fast and just like sprint as hard as you could. And I know I won't be the fastest person, but with 100 hurdles, I think in a room of 1,000, I would probably get out easily because
yeah.
there's technique to that. And I have the technique.
I was going to say, I think that's really smart because if you went just 100 meter race, like, man, there's going to be fast people,
yeah, but I can
the
be
added
the 100
technique,
meter.
Yeah.
100 meter
that's
hurdle
really,
race.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Easy. Done.
But there's a yes, you're probably out. Now you've given something athletic. I'm gonna answer what I would think based off that. But then I want you to give me something quirky and weird that you think you're good at. And I'll give you my example if you want. So athletically, if I were to pick something athletic, I think something to do with AFL, like I'd be totally fine at. Like
yeah,
kicking a football accurately, like no one freaking knows how to play it. No one, hardly anyone in the world even knows AFL. So if there were some other Aussies in there, like then I would have maybe some challenge, but like, I think I could do it. Like the pool yeah. is small enough, you know?
Yeah.
So it'd probably be AFL, something to do with kicking the footy.
Then what's your quirky?
My quirky one is I don't think, I've never met anyone else who can do this. And I think in a room of 1,000, no one could do this better than me. Ready? Who can do that with their hands that
sounds,
you've ever
that,
met in your life?
That sounds like you were in your girlfriend's bathroom.
Yes. Oh my God, I'm going so red again. So... yeah, that's my... Shut up. Everybody shut up, okay? Shut up and listen. That's getting me out of the room of 1,000 people.
I don't think that's going to get you out of the room.
Are you kidding me? Who have you ever met that can do that?
I feel like in 1,000 people, there's probably some people who can do it with their leg. Like,
no, I'm talking specifically hands. Specifically hands. Who? So right now, if you're listening, I'm putting my two hands together and squeezing the air out. To make
if
that
you're
noise.
Listening, that's what he's trying to get you to believe, that he's squeezing his hands together.
You little shite.
That is what he's trying to get you to believe, and this is AI. Don't believe it. We've been deepfaked. We've
Someone's
been deepfaked.
Deepfaking Kaden us right
is
now.
Actually in his girlfriend's bathroom, and there is no ventilation.
Yeah, so you know what? I'm trying to forget that moment ever happened, Daxton.
I'll never let you forget it. It's one of my favorite things I've ever experienced on this podcast. One of my favorite things.
As I was editing it, I was like, oh, this is too good. Like, if I just remove myself from like the embarrassment, it was too good to cut.
Sometimes you have to. Sometimes you have to.
Yeah.
It's okay. You did good. I don't know if I have a weird, quirky gift. I could probably
Damn.
Annoy the shit out of somebody.
Yeah. You could be the ultimate pest in a room of 1,000.
Yeah, I don't take no for an answer. I'm the ultimate and will not take no for an answer.
Oh, see, that would get you out. Hurdles and just being annoying and AF.
Just, hell, I will annoy the shit out of you until you let me out. That's a skill.
Actually, that's a skill. I will give you that one.
Yeah, that's I'm pretty great at that.
You know what? Congratulations, Daxton. You've survived the room of 1,000 other people. Well, okay, y'all. Thank you so much for joining these stupid, crazy-ass blondies. We are sure as hell blonde in color. And
I don't know who's stupid. I'm not a... These aren't stupid-ass conversations.
Are you kidding me?
They were really great conversations. We had wonderful, great conversations.
Well, I'm not going to claim we're both stupid, but one of us is. And I'll let you as the audience decide that.
Perfect. I'm sure they will.
I love you guys so much. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Like, comment below. Go watch us on the YouTube. Bloody love yous.
Boy.
This has been another episode of
Blondies
Out Loud.
Yeah.
'Drawn to nature. It calls to us. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives richer, calmer, and frankly, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby or trails worth traveling to and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Whether you're looking for a laid-back walk with family or something more adventurous to get your heart pumping, All Trails gives you the tools you need to get out there and find your outside. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.